Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. American business schools are losing out. International student applications have been declining, and a new report suggests President Trump's immigration policies may be to blame. But America's loss is someone else's gain. The BBC's Kim Gittleson went 2 hours north of London to Nottingham's business school, where students begin classes today.
Nottingham, here in the heart of the UK, is best known as the home of Robin Hood, who took from the rich to give to the poor. But today, it's students who are hoping to get rich who are flocking here. I'm at Nottingham's business school, which has seen a 25% uptick in interest from international students.
My name is Abel. I'm from India.
Why did you decide to come here?
Well, I think it's time for me to proceed further in my career.
Many of them told me they wanted an international experience, even if the political environment is heading in the other direction. Sankeet Chopra is the president and CEO of GMAC, the nonprofit that administers the GMAT, which is the test that most students have to take in order to apply to business school. He says his organization surveyed 1,000 business schools across the world, and they found that international student interest in U.S. business schools had declined by nearly two-thirds.
I think it's a combination of two different things. One is this concern about not necessarily the political environment, but its impact on post-study work visas, such as the H-1B visa in the United States. And it comes at a time where there is high-quality educational options increasingly being available in other places around the world, some of whom are rolling out the welcome mat.
Are we going downstairs? Or
yeah,
we
can do.
Cool. I like that it says welcome international student enrollment. Back at Nottingham, I met Phil Considine, who heads up the graduate business program. He told me that Nottingham's success might be something that U.S. schools should look to.
In the U.K., there was an issue around 5 years ago where we stopped giving post-study work visas to overseas students. And it caused us a problem because a lot of universities hadn't really figured out what they were going to do to attract overseas students. So my guess is that that's probably happening currently in the States.
Looking out from the school's windows, you can see the beginning of Sherwood Forest, which might be a lesson for U.S. business schools who could be distracted by the trees. In Nottingham, I'm the BBC's Kim Gittleson for Marketplace.